expect to get Keller back this week? What would it mean?
It would be big if we can get him back. So I think that, you know, Dustin's obviously a weapon, and he's a guy that, you know, has been a real steady player here, you know, from Mark as well. And, you know, I think anytime you can get more weapons out there on the field, you know, to help yourself, better off you'll be. So, I mean, if we can get him back out there, that would be great.
Has there been an appreciable difference in that position, blocking, receiving, pass patterns, all that stuff, without him in the last couple weeks?
Well, I mean, Dustin's a darn good player at his position, you know, but I think the people that we have had, you know, go in there, and it's been done by committee, you know, with Conrad and Cumberland and Epps, you know, and that group of people. I mean, you know, even using Jason Smith, you know, that they've done a really good job right now. And I don't know the numbers that way, but I think there's, you know, between them all, maybe 14, 15 catches, 13 catches, whatever it is, you know, between that group of people. So they've stepped up nicely and made some big plays in some big situations. And, you know, they're doing a good job getting better every day in the run game. So, you know, this has been valuable for them, you know, because a player like Dustin, when he is out there and he's healthy, he's going to be out there for a while.
Rex told us he gave you a game ball Sunday. Was that a special win for you?
Well, it was a win, and excuse me, and, you know, I think anytime you can go back into your own place like that, and I appreciate Rex doing that, but I think when you can go back in a situation like that, you know, we talked about it last week, just, you know, going back to, you know, Miami, and you know, that was pretty special. Yeah, so it was nice, you know, but you know, that's in the rearview mirror now.
Tony, can you talk about the confidence in Bilal? It seems like he's playing a little bit more each week. Do you foresee him, you know, that his role even growing?
Well, he's got a pretty big role right now. I mean, he's played a lot of plays. And I don't remember his pitch count this week. I'm going to say it was somewhere in the 30s. You know, we had snapped the ball 85 times this week. So he probably played somewhere in the 30s and did some things on third down, you know, got in and out of there, you know, every, I don't know if it was third series, somewhere around there. I think that's what we had, you know, going into the ball game. And, you know, that seemed to work pretty well. It gave a game like that, it gives Sean a good, you know, enough of a breather, and it gives Bilal a chance to get his hands on the football too. So, you know, and both of those guys in different ways, you know, provide a little something different for us.
Tony, Rex has talked about wanting to improve the run game, wanting to improve efficiency there. Does that need to come more from the backs themselves or the offensive line?
No, it's everybody. It's a collective effort, you know. It's all of them. It's backs, tight ends, the running backs, receivers blocking, you know, me calling the plays. And, you know, we all got to do a better job that way, you know. But the group we played last week, you know, we knew that was going to be a hard game to run the football, you know, hard team to run the football against. Now, you know, we feel like we left some things out on the field there. But, you know, you come in here every week and say that, eventually you got to get it right. So, you know, we'll get it right. I mean, we're getting closer and closer. I mean, as I said to you in training camp, it can be one player on one play on offense, and you can't cover it up. It's really hard to cover it up, where on defense you can cover it up. You can cover it up, you know, with other people running to the football. You know, here in a run game, you have to have 11 working, you know, like one, and that is starting to happen more and more. You know, that group last week played two of the best Russian teams in the league in week one and week two, and, you know, I mean, I'm not proud of what we came out of there with average-wise, but we averaged more than either one of those teams did against that team. So, average per carry.
Is coaching Mark for a game like a roller coaster sometimes? Because, he had a rough start, and then he seems to have something in the end, you know, he turns it on for the last few plays. Or
yeah, he does. To answer your question, Rich, not really a roller coaster. You know, I mean, the games in themselves are roller coasters. You know, the highs and lows in the games and the way they go, you know, for players, for coaches. I mean, you know, that's the way the game is played, obviously, and it's an emotional game. You know, it's interesting. After last week, I got a bunch of text messages and people saying, I don't know how you do what you do. you know. But, you know, that's just the nature of our business. Every week in this league, it's hard. You know, it's hard to win and easy to lose, you know. And I think that the highs and lows that go in the game, you know, the real telltale sign to me is whether or not you can come out of it, you know. And you know, there are stretches there where we were, you know, we were playing pretty well, and then stretches there where, you know, it wasn't so efficient. And then all of a sudden he battles back, and we played our best football last week. The thing I'm most proudest of the people in that room is they played their absolute best football the last 22, 25 plays of the game. So that tells me a bunch. It tells me we're in pretty good shape physically to be able to focus and do things right, you know, from play 62 to play 85, you know. And I actually watched those plays with the team. I watched the first five plays of the game or six plays of the game, you know, which, you know, was not very good, quite honestly. And then I watched the last 22 plays with them, and, you know, you see the difference there at the end of the ball game and how we were playing, you know, and how efficient we were. I think in the last 22 or 20, you know, 24 plays, we were almost 57%, you know, with efficient plays, good plays, like 8, 6, 9, 38, you know, 16. So we had some really good gains towards the end of that thing. And that told me something there, you know, with the way they all played at crunch time. But, you know, it's driven by every, you know, obviously everybody, but the quarterback, you know, drives it in some of those situations, and he made some big time plays at the end of that game, which is something that he's done here in the past.
Tony, how can Mark avoid plays like that, you know, that pick in the end zone? I mean, obviously that's a place
Mark's going to get the blame for the play in the end zone, but there's a lot of things that went into that play, and you know, I understand naturally that that comes with the territory. He understands that. You know, he and I have had conversations about, you know, those type of things. But, you know, the who, what, when, and why doesn't really matter. It's just that was a pressure situation, you know, a high pressure situation. What I mean by that is they came with, you know, it was a max pressure down there. And, you know, we just, again, had one thing not right. And that, at the end of the day, is, you know, kind of led to a negative. And, you know, that's Mark went to the right person with the football. You know, he threw the right ball to the right person, you know, as we do it. So, you know, if it comes out wrong there, then I, you know, obviously I need to take the blame for that.
Take up more.
What led to the clicking is the right word between Mark and Santonio last week. He really seemed to work.
I don't know. I'm going to talk about the blue Cadillac thing, I guess. I didn't even know they made those. But, I just honestly think that the way they've been practicing as of late, you know, I mean, like today they really had a good solid day again today. And, you know, there was a period in practice yesterday where Mark was throwing the ball, and, you know, I don't think I've seen him throw it better, you know, at any point, you know, than that one period yesterday, you know, during practice. And then today, you know, he strung some things together as well. So, you know, I just think that their timing is really starting to come together. You know, there was a lot of time missed in training camp, and, you know, you just can't get that time back. And I think that right now they're spending extra time. They stay out there, you know, in between periods, you know, they'll do extra work, and, you know, they just really seem to be communicating a lot better. And sometimes, you know, there's like this unwritten language that linemen speak, you know, during the course of a play, you know, when the defense is running a twist or a game or a pressure, you know, and you and me have to bump something off, and it's a physical thing. It's not a verbal thing. You can't talk about it. It just happens, you know, where I got to bang you and get you off, you know, to get to the next guy. And that comes with a lot of practice and a lot of time, you know. And I think the plays that were made in that game, you know, from a timing standpoint, receiver quarterback wise, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, it takes a little bit of time, and I think we're starting to catch up right now. You know, I think the two of them are starting to catch up, and the way they practice, and I've been pushing them, you know, to understand that you practice at a high level. You have to practice fast, because the game is played fast. And if you don't do it in practice, it probably won't happen in the game. You know, and I think they're starting to get that.
We've seen, you know, we know the names on the San Francisco defense and all the stats they compile. But as a game player, when you look at it, what are some of the things that concern you most with their defense?
Well, I mean, they create turnovers. You know, I mean, first and foremost, you know, they take the ball away and they don't give it away very often. And, you know, I know they gave it away last week, and that, you know, that resulted in a loss. So I think, you know, they were, you know, obviously one of the best, if not, you know, the best team in the league last year, turnover ratio. But they intercepted at a high rate, you know, and they caused fumbles. They got to the quarterback 42 times last year, and you know, one kid there, Alden Smith, you know, obviously had 14 sacks. So, as a rookie coming in, so they can create pressure, and you know, they got some guys that fly around pretty good, and they create turnovers. You know, now they also they force you into long yardage situations. They can keep you in long yardage situations, and when they get you in those, that's one of the things that you want to try to avoid.
Where's Stephen Hill right now, kind of his arc, and are you still kind of learning it, when and where you want to use him again?
Yeah, I think we're still, you know, we're still obviously always evaluating some of that stuff, because, you know, getting Stephen for the first time, really, and getting him into the games, you know, now the real games, and seeing him play, you know, at the pace that he's playing at now, you know, you start to learn a little bit more about the players. The picture's starting to become a little clearer to me now, and I said this to the players, you know, all of a sudden I can look out there, and I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to get from a handful of guys. You know, I know exactly what they're going to do at the game. And, you know, then there's a handful of guys right now that I still, you know, when you go into the ball game, you know, you're still kind of waiting to see exactly what you're going to get, you know, and that's no fault of theirs. It's just, you know, comes with, you know, immaturity sometimes, or lack of experience, I should say, you know, at times. But, you know, Steven's been battling through that thing out there, and he's been getting better and better at what he's doing. You know, certainly improved last week. You know, he improved last week. Now the statistics don't show that, but he improved last week in a lot of areas on tape. You know, things like releases and things, and those things, fundamental things, you know, that go with the nature of playing his position, and those are good signs for a young player.
You said the defenses are doing a lot of things, a lot of different things now after that first game in Buffalo. Has it been pretty drastically different?
It's been a little bit different, yeah, you know, and then maybe how they played the first week in Buffalo, you know, not knowing, not seeing, you know, Steven like that. You know, we really didn't throw Steven didn't catch a ton of balls in the preseason, you know, particularly down the field balls like he did against Buffalo in that ball game. So, you know, I think once you start to put some of that on tape, it makes people stand up and pay attention, you know, and that comes with the challenges as a receiver. You know, you just got to keep, you battle through those things. You learn from what you put on tape and how those people are going to play you, you know, based on what you put on tape. And, you know, what he put on tape in week one was pretty good. So,
do you see, last
one from Rich.
Even though on paper, Tim, you know, in that role you had him last week, he didn't have any production in it, but did you see, like, you see going forward, like, positives? I mean, he's running some pass routes. Obviously, we all saw the one he didn't get around in time, but using him in that role, what do you see as some of the, you know, the upside?
Well, I think any time that he's out on the field, the amount of communication that goes on out there defensively right now is tremendous. I mean, you've seen the first time that he was out there on the field the other night, it caused a timeout. Okay, and I think those are golden. I think the timeouts are golden in some of those, you know, in the course of a ball game. And you put both of them out there, and automatically there was a timeout taken. So there's communication on every play. You know, I mean, the players joke about it sometimes. It's, you know, Tebow's in, I got that guy. And that, you know, so obviously there's preparation that goes along with that, and while people are spending time trying to figure out what's next, you know, it's taking time away from some of the other things that they probably need to be spending time on too.
Thank you.